This is a preview of one of our Patreon bonus episodes. If you like what you hear, you can get access to all of our bonus episodes by supporting us on Patreon at the $1 tier.
Hello and welcome to a very special bonus episode of Spoilers Intended.
Wrong one!
We're off to a great start already.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no!
Oh boy.
He takes like 2 weeks off. He doesn't even know where the buttons are.
Where the buttons are anymore. Let's not pretend. He didn't know where the buttons were before either.
I didn't. How do buttons work?
Oh, normally we're a podcast about series and films, but in this bonus episode.
Not today.
Not today. So we're going to kick this off by saying, hi, I'm Steven.
Hi, I'm Andrew.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
There we go. Got it out of them. And before we get into the nitty gritty, just a huge thank you to all our patrons. Y'all make this show possible.
You allow us to do fun stuff like have a podcast.
Like have a podcast. Yeah. Just exist in general. Yeah. Hey.
So we all just snuff out of existence if our Patreon support stops.
It's like the
too much power.
The kid shows where like the fairies will disappear if kids stop having imaginations.
Yeah, like if you don't believe.
But in this case, your imaginations are dollars, so we need the dollar. Yes.
So raise up those hands.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, on that note, let's get into it. So we have done in the past, we took the fight to U.S. presidents.
We did.
Based on their presidential portraits and whether or not we thought we could take them in a fight.
Yeah, just based off the picture alone.
Fair, no politics, nothing like that.
Fair or otherwise, whether or not the fight was there.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, we had to make some tough choices in that episode, including whether or not we could beat up a man in a wheelchair.
We both morally and, like, could we live with ourselves after the event? And like,
so
I can't remember the answer, but probably yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the answer was, I'm pretty sure we were all like, yeah, I'd take that wheelchair and just go to town.
Everyone watches like, oh, gosh.
Yeah. So today I figured we would up the ante, and instead of beating up men in wheelchairs, the question's going to ultimately boil down to, can you beat up several different women?
Because, or can you beat up someone in a powdered wig?
No, finish the sentence fast. I think the women makes it worse. Because we're taking this show across the pond. We've beat up U.S. presidents. We're going to go pay attention to the original reason the presidents exist, and it's the English monarchy.
We're taking them down a peg.
And we're kicking it off. We're going all the way back to 1066.
Whoa.
That's a very long time ago.
So what's going to make you, what blows your mind, right, is we're going to go back to 1066 all the way through the present. There are less monarchs to fight than there were presidents.
Really?
This is what happens when you have term limits of 4 years.
Yeah.
I was going to say 8 years. And you might have, you know, Elizabeth II ruled for 7 years.
Right.
Yeah.
It takes up a chunk.
Yeah.
So we're going back to William I. Okay. A.K.A. William the Conqueror.
Oh, okay.
Willie the Conqueror.
And I've got these images. Now, okay, I got to say, we're going to put the link in the description of where these images are coming from so you can see exactly what we see.
Well, apparently he went through a whole thing to try and get these.
Okay, so...
it's a lot easier with U.S. presidents because there's just...
There's a presidential portrait.
There's a presidential portrait, and there's a gallery of it, and they put it online. When you go looking for these on the internet...
What year is this from? 10,000?
We're going back to 1066.
1066.
So the issue isn't
not a standardized practice.
10,000. 1066.
Oh, yeah. 1066.
In the future. So Dune is happening currently.
10,000 BC.
Arrakis is currently happening.
So when you go back, there's most of the national, like, royal portrait galleries online, they'll only show you a couple images. And then they're like, you should come visit. It's like, why? Well, you're in England. I can't do that's not going to work.
Come off it.
Right? So what I found is this is from...
Show me the picture, isn't it?
This is from the National Portrait Gallery.
Okay.
This is a series of portraits that appeared in Players' Cigarettes as a cards.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Nice.
But they are actually based on historical portraits and images. So kicking this off, William the Conqueror.
Well, he's already got a sword. That's not already a good sign.
Yeah, it's not a good start.
I mean, his name is the Conqueror.
Well, he's wearing a crown. It's not really a helmet.
It's got a bit of a helmet to it, too. Like, that's a fighting crown.
I mean, he definitely looks like he is a conqueror.
He looks like someone, though, that like if he were alive today would be disappointed in working in a DMV or something.
He's got a bit of a police officer mustache going on, too.
He definitely does.
He does.
However, he has a sword.
Here's the question. Sword gives me pause.
If we're looking at the portrait, we're basing it off of that completely. So that has to mean that they come with whatever they're carrying.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I agree.
So let's go ahead and just say that I would lose to him based on the sword alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like
I'm going in with 50 cuffs and he's got a sword, I probably lose.
But I feel like even if they tossed you a sword, right? Fair fight. That doesn't feel fair. Like, not at all. Grew up doing this.
It would be one of the first times I've held a real sword. several times, presumably.
Yeah. I don't feel any shame in saying that probably going to lose to the Conqueror.
Yeah.
I think
William has conquered, spoilers intended. We're going to move forward to the next one here.
What we got?
This is going to be a theme here.
Okay.
We have King William II.
All right.
So this is his son.
Get ready for a lot of similar names. Because, boy, let me tell you, the royalty aren't...
This guy looks like a pansy.
I can take this guy, no sweat.
The thing is, you can see the family resemblance.
Yeah.
But boy, man, this looks like an easy win, right?
Yeah, because William the Conqueror conquered everything. And this dude just lived it up.
He's like, oh, my bathwater is a little tepid. And it's like, that's his biggest challenge any day.
Look at the little pearls in his hair. What's going on here?
I think I'd smack the pearls
right out of his hair. Yeah. You just see him skitter across the floor.
Little crown, a wand? Thing.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't even know what he's holding.
It's like a stick that he points at things.
He thinks he's Harry
Potter. Bring me that water over there.
He thinks he's Harry Potter. Yeah, I think we could take King William II.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, kid.
Oh, don't worry. There's at least one kid in this, too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
We have a 13-year-old child. Yeah. Next up, we have King Henry I.
Okay, so this guy has a very staunch...
sharp, aquiline nose.
I like how for this portrait, he was very much definitely like, you better capture my good side.
You better capture the nose.
Yeah, I can't look directly into the camera.
He
has a pretty decent kind of jawline, which makes me think that he's actually not bad at fighting.
I think he could take a punch. Look at him.
Yeah.
Obviously.
This is King Henry I?
Henry I.
Man.
So he ruled from 1100 to 1135.
I think I could probably go toe-to-toe. I don't know if I'd beat him.
I don't know. I bet he's really tall.
I don't have information on that one.
He does look tall, doesn't he?
He does. I don't know how. I'm getting that from this photo. He just looks like he would be a tall boy.
I'm going to throw you a fun fact here. I don't know if it changes your opinion. Uh-huh. He died of food poisoning.
I mean, back then, though, that was like, 50% of the population?
Yeah. Technically, that means undefeated in battle.
Technically undefeated. Yeah, I don't think I could take
it. Even
Steven.
But I don't.
He looks serious, you know?
Yeah.
Compared to the dandy we just looked at.
I tell you what, man. Even Steven, what a way to go here. Because we have King Steven up next.
Oh, wow.
Now, Steven.
Spelled
King
differently
Steven.
Than yours.
No, this is a PH.
He's got the beard. He definitely looks like he could throw down.
I don't know. He looks kind of soft to me. His eyes.
Really?
Like caring eyes.
He looks soft. They're kind of like inset.
They are. Like most eyes are. They don't hang out the head. I don't know.
He does look kind of like...
Doesn't he look like he'd be a nice guy?
He looks kind of like the dude.
A little bit. This is like that picture of Jesus in your grandma's house.
He does have a little bit of the every portrait of Jesus.
Like if he was looking slightly more at the camera and had his hands like this, it was like, that's Jesus Christe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I could take him.
I feel like if nothing else, I could take him on the surprise factor of he's going to be nice. He's not going to see me being underhanded like I obviously would be.
Little did you know that King Stephen was actually the most ruthless monarch of all time. Yeah,
turns out he's the biggest dirtbag that's ever held a crown.
Just because you brought that up, I'm going to kick this off with the very first paragraph you're describing him as. Stephen was a very weak king. All righty, moving forward here, we're back to the theme, King Henry II.
Look at this guy. He looks like a really bad version of Clark Gable.
Pudgy Clark Gable.
Yeah.
Yes.
He looks like someone that wouldn't, like, he would be like, I'm not going to fight this person. He's just beneath
me. I don't know. He looks like he might be a mouth breather. He might be just like,
he does have that. He kind of has like that really inset chin.
Like, see, they made him close it for the portrait, but like most of the time he's walking around just agape.
I can't tell if that stare is like a you're beneath me, I look beyond you stare, or like the thousand yard I've seen some stare. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. It looks like I'm beneath him right now, but not in the way that I could, like, wouldn't beat him.
So you think that gives you the advantage?
Yeah, he's going to underestimate you.
He looks a little too well-fed. He's too soft. I think we could take him.
He's got, I think the pudge. Now, I don't know, though. Back in the day, being overweight just meant you were really successful.
Sure.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Back when everyone was starving.
Here's the question.
Yeah.
Are we going in? We're going in right now with our current, like, build stuff. We're not living in medieval times.
You don't get 6 months to train.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying like we're not meeting this guy like when we're peasants in the medieval.
Because we obviously all three would be peasants.
I'd just be dead. I mean, modern medicine is a miracle.
Right. I stubbed my toe real bad one time, so I'd probably be deuced out too.
Well, because that's the thing is like, okay, so his stagecoach was his stagecoach was riding through the countryside, broke a wheel. Everyone else died except for him. He pops out. You're the peasant under his control.
You just start like, swinging on him.
Yeah, you just go for it.
Yeah, I didn't vote for you.
You look around. No one's watching. I'm taking on the king. This is it, baby.
So we'll throw historical facts in here. So he ruled from 1154 to 1189. So we've already covered about 130
A good
years.
While, yeah.
So the first answer here was Henry of Anjou was a strong king, a brilliant soldier.
Okay.
We may have
miscalculated.
Taken this one wrong. We've been duped.
We've been duped.
Like, we're only going off the portrait.
I still bet, even if he was a military commander and a real strong dude, still a mouth breather.
He's got that really small chin.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have King Richard the First.
Ooh, okay. This isn't who.
Okay. He looks like a cab driver in New York.
That is kind of scary, though. I
don't know that I would fight any cab driver in New York.
No, not at all.
I mean that. Like, he's got the thousand-yard stare. Like, I don't think I'd mess with this guy.
He's got a really strong jawline.
Yeah. Like, just look at his piercing eyes.
Also, this guy right here.
He's already done with you by the time you get to you.
He's not looking through you. He's looking at the fight after yours because you're going to lose.
He's also looking straight at that painter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dead on. Like, this dude made eye contact for the entire portrait session. Well,
it took three painters to finish it because the first two were killed.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, he's like, you better not mess up this portrait.
Yeah, I don't think I could take this.
No, not at all.
No.
I think it was a good choice because this is, in fact, King Richard the Lionheart.
Yeah.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah.
Well, I was gonna ask, like, is that based on the King Richard from
the Robin Hood?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Oh, well, they've made him look like a clown in those stories.
Wrong
person.
Oh, okay.
Richard is the one who's gone on crusades.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Richard
goes off on the crusades and comes back and stops Prince John.
Prince John, that's right.
So, speaking of, we have King John next up.
Oh, yeah, this guy. I can totally take this guy.
Look at his face. He's just like, oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He looks like he has lived with a silver spoon in his hand the whole time.
I can't get it out because my grip, it's sepsis, they say.
So we all feel like we could take King John?
Easily.
Easy. No question.
All right. So again, since I have historical stuff pulled up here just for it. So first sentence just tells you who he's related to. Second sentence, short and fat. He was jealous of his dashing brother, Richard.
Oh, no. Poor guy.
No, not poor guy. He was still king at some point.
He was
actually pretty rich. All right, so we're going to follow up John with King Henry III.
Ooh, this guy looks like he could throw down.
This dude looks like a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
He kind of does.
Like,
His hair is very coiffed and kind of like Pantene Pro-V looking in this picture.
Well, I think that is more unassuming at that point.
But it's the eyes.
Yeah.
The eyes.
He's got the death eyes.
It's not even the death eyes. It's the... I've done things. I've done business. You don't want to be my business type eye. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't think I could take that guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't. I question it. I don't know.
Yeah. See, I like how we're going like extremes here.
We are.
Because like some of these are like, yeah, these guys are easy. And yeah. some are like, no way.
I'm not touching that dude. Like cream puffs.
So incidentally, King Henry III was in fact a cream puff.
Oh, really?
This is in Wikipedia? What is it? Is that a quote?
No, that's not the words used. That's my own interpretation of it. But the sentences they use is he was
that's
a weak...
That's what they used back then, too.
He was a weak man, dominated by churchmen and easily influenced by his wife's French relatives.
Oh, no, not right, French relatives.
The French!
Oh.
Thanks for listening to this preview of one of our Patreon bonus episodes. If you like what you heard, you can hear the rest of this episode and get access to all of our other bonus episodes for just $1. Go to patreon.com/spoilersintendedpodcast.